If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our prayer to the Holy Spirit in this time between the Ascension and Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Monday of the seventh week of Easter, and this is that period in the church where we are in between the ascension of Christ into heaven and also the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. So this is that week, and you're going to see our readings are going to be focused on the Holy Spirit. Now, you heard the prayer I did, which is for this week replacing the daily consecration, but it's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. And our readings are going to reflect that because our whole focus is on the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that I've talked about, and I was fascinated, as I said, to read this in the words of Cardinal Robert Sarah, was that call to be more open to the ways of the Spirit in the church. And I think what may have happened, and he may be coming from that perspective as well, is there was a point where the church became, at least as I understand the United States, became so focused on doctrine, you lost a sense of the Spirit's movement in the church, not necessarily in the magisterium, but in the local church. So a good example, as I always bring up, is being told back in our day, well, they didn't use those words, but back in our day, we didn't have this God loves you stuff. God was to be feared. And there was that whole black and white understanding of doctrine. And this is the way you had to live. And this is the way. And that's important to a point. But when you're focused on living your life a certain way without being focused on prayer. And remember, one of the resources for the whole aspect of that way in the whole, almost all of the 20th century, was the Baltimore Catechism. And the Baltimore Catechism did not have a strong emphasis on prayer. And it certainly didn't have a strong emphasis on the reality of contemplative prayer. And so that concept of the Baltimore Catechism not giving us a good understanding of prayer played itself out in people who understood doctrine, but they didn't understand prayer to the same degree to which the apostles understood, to which many of the early saints understood. And this is important. It's something I'm reading, not so much reading, but seeing online. And online is not necessarily a good measure of what actually is being taught in the faith. But there are people that are using the online fora to share their thoughts with each other. And there tends to be this very strong, I'd use the word traditional, even though that's not an accurate word, but very strong term towards the ways things used to be in the church. And again, you're seeing this focus on not being open to the Spirit, but you have to do this and you have to do this. You have to be strong enough to be a Christian. And you have to be, Christianity is tough and you have to live tough Christianity. And to be honest with you, one of the first lines that pops into my mind is this old skit, which I will not repeat. It wasn't dirty or anything. It's just I'm not going to repeat it. But this old skit from National Lampoon's Radio Hour, and the people who did the skit later became the first group of not ready for primetime players on Saturday Night Live of Jimmy Dugan. And the whole skit was about this three-year-old, if he was even three, wasn't tough enough. You had to make him tougher. And it was a ridiculous skit. And that was the point. It was on the National Lampoon Radio Hour records. And that was the point. And that's where you have to be tough. You're going to be a Christian. You have to be strong. You have to be tough. Well, that doesn't really square with Scripture, because Scripture says we need to rely on God. If you're tough in your own way, then you're not relying on anybody. You need to rely on God. You need to be open to the Spirit. You need to seek out, as St. John Vianney said, when you're going through temptation, to seek out the assistance of the saints and your guardian angel. You have to do all of that. And if you are strong in your own right, you're not going to do that because you're strong in your own right. And actually, the quickest way to fall is to have that mentality. I have to be strong, and I'm strong enough to fight against the devil. No, actually, you're not. And that's very clear in the Bible. So this whole focus on needing the Spirit, need to be led by the Spirit, begins with a humility, and a humility that is what we want to focus on this week, being humble before the Lord and being open to the Spirit. So join me as we're going to do every day this week, in praying that prayer to the Holy Spirit and asking the Lord to lead us to be humble before Him and to receive the Spirit in a new way at the end of this week, which of course is Pentecost. Very powerful and important message that we need to look at, and we're seeing that within the readings. Our first reading, it comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles, and again, the focus is on the Spirit. So what happens is you have these people in Ephesus, and this is actually Paul, and Paul is asking these people in Ephesus, did you receive the Holy Spirit? And they're saying, what Holy Spirit? We never heard of the Holy Spirit. And then he asks, well, you were baptized, and by whose baptism were you baptized? And they said, John. And John was a baptism of repentance, and that's important. That says in the Bible. And so then he encourages them to experience the Holy Spirit, which is obviously that powerful moment that we're remembering at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. Now, in the church, we have the charismatic renewal, but really that whole understanding of the church and that whole understanding of the movement of the Spirit needs to be more within the church and more mainline. Charismatic renewal is this movement important to the church, very powerful in the tropical regions of the world, is there, but it can't be set aside. It has to be just an aspect of the full church, meaning we all have to understand the movement of the Spirit, and we can't go back to the way things were in the 20th century. And certainly, I'll tell you, saints would have rejected that thought as well, of believing that everything depends on us and we have to fight to make sure that we are good enough to get to heaven, all of that, which some of it has its roots in the Baltimore Catechism. All of that is really not the call that we're called to live. I'm fascinated by this whole aspect that I'm seeing, where I'm seeing these people talk about living the faith and as they understand it, and seeking to live the faith. And generally, they tend to lean more towards the more traditional aspects of Catholicism, and they want to live the faith, they want to act on the faith, but it's none of it, I hear none of it rooted in prayer. One of the most powerful prayers that you will find about rooting your action in prayer comes from the book of Tobit. Prosper the work of our hands. But you're turning to the Lord and asking Him to bless what you're trying to do. Prosper the work of our hands. One of the things we did at St. Anthony Parish and I believe that was during one of the novenas we did here, was asking not that more people would come to our parish, but the per se, but that the Lord would send to the parish the people who need to be here. And that was a powerful prayer. So that's, again, that whole concept of relying on the Lord to bless your efforts. It's a whole different perspective than this idea that, oh, I have to work hard to show the Lord that I am good enough to get to heaven. I bring that back all the way back, as I always do, to Charlie the Tuna. It has nothing to do with Starkist Tuna, but you remember Charlie the Tuna. Starkist is not looking for tuna that has good taste, but tuna that tastes good. Remember that? Remember that ad many years ago? Well, one of the things that you know we want to understand, the Lord is not looking for you to be good enough to get to heaven. The Lord is looking for you to have this relationship with Him so that you can be His witnesses and you can be signs of the presence of the Lord. That's what the Lord does. And that's what he's called to do. So this whole concept of we don't need to be focused on the spirit. We've got to work hard. We've got to turn around. There's this priest from South Carolina who put out that, Catholicism is not... was on Twitter, not fun or entertaining or one other thing. I'm like, I actually responded to him with a quote from Thomas Merton. That whole concept of you have to work hard, you have to do this. We have to be people of prayer and allow the Lord to guide us. And this is the week to be focused on it. The week that the Spirit is leading us to be focused on deepening our faith in God. We'll see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.